B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rad Party Podcast.
So we have Loren in Ballantyne and producer Nicole up in
Plaza.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think about people that don't know Plaza, like how I would explain where you are. Ballantyne's like a suburb, and I guess you're a suburb too, but you're a little closer to the city.
We're 5 minutes from the city.
Yeah.
We're right in the city.
Yeah.
I think I've heard people say like it's a borough of Charlotte.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. That's cool. Like that. A borough.
We delivered some signs last week to Harrisburg, and we went down Independence Boulevard, and Roy lives off that street, and he goes, yeah, it's like there was like underground. It looked like underground casinos, pawn shops, a nudie shop. And then all of a sudden Roy goes, that's my street.
Yeah, if you just go down there, you'll get to my house. And like none of the restaurants are restaurants you've ever heard of.
You know? No, in fact, Loren, here's how I know the restaurants are really good. They're not named anything. It's the cuisine.
Yeah.
So it's like Korean barbecue. That was the name of the place.
And then then you pull in and there's a line out the door.
Oh.
You know it's good food.
So anyway, producer Nicole, we did play a game with you today. We played Nicole's apartment prize walk.
Townhome.
Condo?
No, it's a townhome.
No. Okay.
But we just decided you live in a borough, so.
No, she probably lives. She does
a
live
borough
in a townhome.
I do live in a townhome.
Anyway, the idea was what? What did you do?
I had to be walked in different directions and try to avoid the wall, and then the listener fake won my stuff.
Well, we're not.
I'm not giving away my stuff,
and we can't give anything away. But it was funny. So the idea is, if you didn't hear it, the listener tells Nicole which direction to go, how many paces. And she started off by saying, Nicole, go upstairs. Then, Roy, I forgot that we blindfolded these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said all of a sudden you were like, okay, now blindfold yourself. And I'm thinking, gee, she's right by the steps.
Wait, she falls.
Yeah,
that's entertaining radio.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Take 5 steps backwards.
Ooh, ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
But that's how it was at Walmart. We put some, intern, let them go out.
I forgot that we blindfolded them. So then... Was there really anything in your house that you were afraid that we were going to give away?
For fake?
Well, when she's... Because we asked her if she wanted to go upstairs or downstairs. When she said upstairs, I felt pretty good about that. Just because I haven't put in a lot of time, money, or effort to, like, my bedroom or anything upstairs. What am I going to do? Give away my mattress?
I thought it was funny, too, that she picked upstairs. I wish she picked down.
Yeah, the downstairs is way better. I don't know.
Yeah, I got all my, I have Mr. Prickles, the cactus. I have Monty the Monstera. I have 2 guitars, a Roomba, a sound bar, and a 50-inch TV down here.
Somebody did call in and said they wanted to win your Roomba.
Yeah, no, I need that.
And I can tell from that person that they weren't going to take the idea that we really weren't going to give it away. She wasn't going to be happy with that.
Yeah, she
wanted it.
Yeah. The person we talked to off the air, we told her, hey, we can't give anything away. Our corporate won't allow us to do it, but we could play for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we did the Walmart one, we really did give stuff away. We made the intern buy like a fishing lure.
Yeah. And we had
a knife sharpener. Yeah. We've done some crazy stuff. So, yeah. All right, Nicole, thanks for checking in. Roy wants to know, since you've been at a wedding, we went to a wedding on Saturday, do you have any symptoms of COVID-19?
I do not.
So you're asymptomatic?
Like, you're convinced she has it.
I saw videos.
I mean, yeah, I guess if someone there had it, they would have to have been asymptomatic, but it's not like every group you get into that's over 10 people. It's not guaranteed. It's still very unlikely that people have it.
I don't know. Do you see what happened at UNC Chapel Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. There's hundreds of thousands of people. I was the most people that I were around at one time within 6 feet was maybe 15 people.
You too damn trust.
Hey,
you're going to fail if there's ever the bubonic plague and we can't cure it.
tell Roy your theory and Loren your theory on... on the UNC Chapel Hill videos that have gone viral of students partying.
Of student's part? What do you mean?
Remember, didn't you say you had
it's fake.
The videos weren't real?
Oh, no. I just saw on TikTok, because sometimes I land on conspiracy TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the videos that I watched was like a student who was going through her emails, and she actually got a letter sent to her parents' house, and it was saying like the same news article that came out 2 weeks later. She got it like over 10 days ago, and then people were commenting on the TikTok saying that their parents received the same in-person letter. So I mean, I haven't done like research on that, but I just thought it was interesting that there were UNC students that were kind of debunking the news article saying that it was more fear-monger.
Loren, you're a big conspiracy person. Is that something you can dive down? A hole you can dive down?
I don't know. I think there's going to, like, I think the latter is the more probable opportunity.
What?
I don't know. She's like Paula Abdul, where she just answers, even though.
No, I think that partying is more probable than okay. It being fake news.
When you said ladder, I thought you meant like a real ladder.
The ladder one. I got you.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about a ladder for?
Yeah, that's like a Paula Abdul Old American Idol clip.
Just give her a
random. She only sang one song, Paula.
Yeah. Like, it sounds good, but it's like, what the?
Right. I mean, I really feel like these kids know exactly what they're getting into when they did the thing they did. And you're like, okay, I can't argue with that. I mean, anyway.
I mean, I don't know. They're called, like, I think that we're putting a lot of trust into young America when I know damn well how immature I was in college.
Dude, if you were pent up all summer in your parents' house and they took the leash off and let you go back to college, of course you'd be at a party.
Yeah, listen.
Or at least with 20 of your friends that you haven't seen all summer.
You don't even need a degree in psychology to know that letting kids go to college is not going to spread coronavirus.
No, and the kids are thinking, hey, I'm not going to be around grandma, grandpa, or my parents for the next couple months.
Bad. That's what half of them are saying.
Right, so if I get it, I'll be all right, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks, Nicole.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, you can hang out.
Well, we thought you were going to jump. You've been getting on and off Teams all day, our app that we've
used. I literally got off twice. Once you hung up on me, and the other time my dog was crying to go to the bathroom.
And when we hung up on you, what'd you do for the next 2 hours?
I listened to you guys take phone calls on the doll thing.
Riveting radio.
Yeah, I know.
Loren, do you have any other construction tips about ladders and saws?
Let's talk about...
There's a sawzall in my garage.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Roy.
Me?
Yes. About how you have to go back to Roanoke to go get cigarettes and an Ouija board.
Cigarettes and cigars.
A Ouija board. Out of your mom's house.
Yeah. It's hidden, and they're going to be doing some work up in there, and if my mom finds out there's cigarettes in there, she's going to flip out. So I got to go take them.
I can't believe they're not really yours.
Yeah.
Ouija board.
A Ouija board.
Would you really get in trouble?
Probably.
I'm sure she wouldn't be happy.
Yeah. She smokes herself, right?
Yeah, well, right?
But you know parents love that do as I say, not as I do shit.
Yeah.
I lit my entire backyard on fire in high school, and I was so scared to, like, it was such a dumb story that, like, my boyfriend cheated on me, and I lit a picture of him and I up. And it hit my hand, so I threw it. And we had that dry grass, and it lit everything up, including my trampoline. And to this day, my parents think I was experimenting with cigarettes. And I'm like, I didn't. I really wasn't.
By the way, I don't know why. I just love the word cigarettes. I think it's such a funny word. Cigarettes.
It's just such an old school thing for people to be doing. Like, and I get you're addicted to it and you can't stop. And I know a ton of people that listen to the show smoke. But
do you remember when you would go to a restaurant and you would have to ask for non-smoking?
Yep, a non-smoking section.
Yeah. I remember going on planes in the early 80s, and if you wanted to smoke, you had to go to the back of the plane. Like, my mom would disappear for an hour.
What?
Yeah, you'd smoke in the back.
I didn't even know that was ever allowed.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I remember the no smoking section. I don't remember a smoking plane section. Was it 1950?
No, it was in the 80s.
They do have
the propellers?
On a plane, they have the sign, like the light is still there.
Right, because you used to be able to smoke. They would say, extinguish all cigarettes, please.
And do you know what the new planes, what they replace that smoking thing with?
What? Vape.
Phones.
Oh, the sign, you mean?
Yeah, the sign's phone.
Yeah.
I do remember planes having the, like, look like a landline.
Oh, yeah, the phone
in the back
of
the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never flew in that era. I never was flying then. So, yeah, I got to go back and hide it so I don't get in trouble.
We got a couple funny phone calls. We got a guy who buried some 70s Playboy magazine. And what else? Was it cigarettes underneath his dad's
an old Playboy
carpets? And they ripped up the carpets yesterday and they found it. And his dad said, You're on timeout for my house for 10 days.
Grounded.
Grounded.
You are grounded as a grown man.
Another woman called in and said that she found money. She hid money and about $1,000 in her wall. We got a text from 704 that said, in high school, I used to iron my hair with a normal iron. And one day my friend left it on after we did our hair. And while we went to school, it fell and burned a hole in the carpet. I covered it up by moving my captain's bed. Fast forward 3 years later, my parents put the house for sale. When they moved the furniture out of my room, they found it. Needless to say, they had to replace the carpet in my room that went all the way back to 2005. It cost them a couple $1,000s.
That sucks.
Yep. Someone said that the fact that Roy hid a Ouija board in their house in the wall was freaky in itself.
Yeah, they think your house is haunted
now. Listen, my dad had such strong feelings. I remember me and my buddies wanted to get a Ouija board and play with it. And we wanted to do it at my house. And he flipped out. I've never seen him so serious in my life. He goes, it will not enter this house.
Wow.
I'm like, really?
See, I don't think my dad even knows what a Ouija board is.
I'm like, my dad's a manly of man. And I'm like, you're worried about this thing I bought from Walmart. Like,
Ouija board.
That's what you're drawing the line at.
By the way, you're saying it wrong.
Ouija board.
Ouija board.
Ouija board.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, so we got the Ouija board. And nice. I hid it in the closet, and we used it a couple of times.
But it's still hidden in your wall, which means that there's nothing real to it. Your parents have not, Satan hasn't visited the house.
I don't think so. Yeah. Unless, you know, who knows? But the Ouija board's still there.
315 said, I moved back into my home after college and hid my bong in the basement, and years later, my mom found it and thought it was hers.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff. I hid a shoebox. Behind some shoes in high school, and it had everything in it. Water bottles of vodka, condoms, cigarettes, and my fake ID.
Fake ID. I never had a fake ID.
704 said adult toys.
Oh.
I hit a time capsule.
Now where are you?
Huh? I'm in my bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, you peeing?
I was.
Nice. That's where nice. Did you hide a time capsule?
In my, like my house that I grew up in Raleigh, we were moving because my parents wanted me to go to a certain high school to play basketball. So I was grandfathered into another one. So I had to go, we had to move, but I lived there like my entire life and my best friend lived next door. So we created like a best friend time capsule and we took a shovel and, we dug it and put it and it's still there. I don't know where it is.
How many sex toys do you have?
Good question, Roy.
What you wanted to ask out of that conversation?
Well, because we're talking about hiding things.
Can I talk about my childhood friend?
No. We're just talking about hiding things. And I just imagine you're a very... I bet you hide a lot. You seem like a hider.
I'm not a hider.
I don't know.
If we came to your house...
Play when you walk into her house.
If we came to your townhome, you would definitely hide some shit before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually, at this moment, I do not have a single sex toy.
Well, even non-sex toy stuff. There's shit that you'd hide that you wouldn't want us to see. Poetry, song lyrics.
What the fuck? No.
A photo of Bieber on the wall.
Yeah. Your straight boyfriend.
You guys are weird.
We are. You got that right. All right, I got to go. I got to go back virtual learning with my son. I got to leave out of here. That is a Rap Potty podcast.
All right. Okay. We'll check you on the next. We'll catch you on the next podcast. So it's.
And remember, it's Ouija board.
Yep.
Ouija board.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.